There's a lot of new faces here, faces that I didn't see the first time in Adelphia. Welcome to Adelphia. This is the place of the action. We're now in the beginning of Elul. First we have Elul, then from Elul we jump into Rosh Hashanah, and from Rosh Hashanah we jump into Yom Kippur, and from Yom Kippur we jump into Sukkot, and then from Sukkot we go into Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. So just to give you a little picture of what's it all about and what direction we're supposed to face, you know, every day has its avoda, l'marshal Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of menucha. What if, let's say, Tuesday afternoon you're going to take out a kohes and you're going to start making kiddush? That's not your avoda for Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon you're supposed to do melacha. It says basically, sheses yomim tiyasa melacha, right? Tiyasa melacha, you're supposed to do melacha. Shabbos is the day we're supposed to have menucha. Every single day of the year, every single chodesh has its avoda, its direction, what you're supposed to face. Let's take a little look. What is Elul all about? Thanks. Elul, we say the David Hashem, Oidi V'yishi. Elul is the Rosh HaTevis, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. It means like this. The first thing a person is supposed to know and Elul is that Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. I'm to my friend and my friend is to me. People walk around, it's such a shame, a lot of Bochram Bafrat walk around when you're younger years, when you don't have really the scope, you're still in the developing stages, and people walk around, they think that, excuse the expression, the Eibush is a bully. The Eibush made Tzchar and he made Oynish, and if you do mitzvahs, okay, Takei Nechanami, it's Gavali, but if you do Avedis, this is going to happen to you and that's going to happen to you. And you get the whole picture and the whole Degish that, you know, somebody's up there that's really out to make a mensch out of you and they'll do it with a whip. But that's the wrong hashkofa. The hashkofa of a Yid is Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. The Eibush is my friend, the Eibush likes me. And I like him. It's a friendly relationship. That's what El is supposed to teach you. For 1/12th of the year, you're supposed to spend time thinking, the attitude, the hashkofa, the direction of Elul is that the Eibush is my friend, and I'm his friend. I do for him gute zachen, and he does for me gute zachen. And during the day, a person's supposed to think, this is what you're supposed to do during Elul. You're supposed to think about, what are the good things that I did to the Eibush today? Today I got up like a mensch, and I davened like a mensch, and I learned like a mensch, even though I did this kleine zach, but look how many gute zachen I did like a mensch. Ani l'doidi. And then during davening, when you get to Moedim, or when you're thanking the Eibush in Birchas HaShachar, you're supposed to think, Doidi Li, look, the Eibush gave me my eyes. You know, there's somebody in Lakewood, Nebuch, that gave birth to a child, Nebuch doesn't have any eyes. Everybody has normal, this child, Nebuch doesn't have eyes. He can't see. So it's a all of a sudden, when people say Pekei Chivrim, they know what it means. They feel it a little bit starker. Oh, so now Doidi Li, the Eibush likes me. He gave me a set of eyes. There's somebody in Nebuch that born with the hands on Nebuch deformed. They have problems with the hands. They can't be metabolic with their fingers the way they're supposed to. Oh, so the Eibush gave me fingers. Oh, Doidi Li. Hey, you know, there are people Nebuch that are on wheelchairs. They can't walk around. But take a look. Doidi Li. The Eibush gave me hands. The Eibush gave me feet. The Eibush gave me eyes. The Eibush made me a happy person. I can run around. Tonight you're supposed to go into the gym. There's a lot of people Nebuch that can't go and have a good time at the gym. They can't go into the pool because of this reason, or they can't play basketball, they're not this, they're not that. But if the Eibush made you athletically inclined and you left a healthy outlet, it's Doidi Li, he gave you a good tzach. He gave you a way you can have exercise, it's Gevaldik tzach. So all through Elul, the whole time, in the back of your head, you're facing the direction, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. The Eibush likes me and I like him. And during the day, you're not supposed to think about your Avedis. Avedis you're supposed to think about on Yom Kippur. When you say the Al-Khait, you fast, you think through your Avedis. You do it fast. You're not supposed to think too much about Avedis. Avedis you leave for the big tzaddikim to think about. We don't have to think about Avedis. We have to think about our mitzvahs. And we have to think about our Ashkovas. What Doidi Li? What do I do to the Eibush? Why does the Eibush like Kamal Kron? You know why? Well, I got up early today and I had a chavrus and I learned before davening. I did this, I did that. So that I know that the Eibush likes me because of those good things that I did. Now that I know that the Eibush likes me, so I like him. He gives me this, he gives me that. So we have a friendly relationship and then we become friends. Once I begin to like the Eibush, and I really, for a dance of months, I think, oh, Rabbi Hashem, you do such wonderful things for me. And I know you like me because I do wonderful things for you. I do things for Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Hashem, it's time you like me for that. And you really get to like the Eibush, then the Eibush can become your Melech. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's Malchus. Say, Rabbi Hashem, it's not only friends, it's much more than that. I want you to be, you are my Melech. I'm crowning you. It's me, humble me, but Ava Bekan, I'm crowning you. That's where, then you move, that's the whole Rosh Hashanah. And then you go to Mamish, you go to Yom Kippur, which is Lifnei Hashem. That's such a heilige tog, the heiligste tog. When you stand Mamish, Lifnei Hashem Titoru, you stand Mamish, Rabbein Shem, look at me, this is what I am. Make me Toher, that's Yom Kippur. And then there's one day that goes even further, Sukkot, you jump into the Abish's house. You don't spend that much time in Great Adventure, but when you're in the Sukkot, it's in the Sukkot, you go into the Sukkot. Rabbein Shem, I'm in your house. And then you go to Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. And that's a day when it's Aniv Ata Tata. It's just me and you together. We're together forever. That's really the basic hashkafa, the way we're supposed to look at the beginning. From Elul, we have to build up a friendly relationship to the Eibishter. Then we go to Rosh Hashanah. Then we go to Yom Kippur. Then we jump into Sukkot, and then we dance with the Sefer Torah. But there's one thing that's a shtickel hakdom, and you have to know this. Now I want to tell you this, even though we spoke about this once before, but it's very, very important. In order for someone to like the Eibishter, and somebody, of course, that wants that the Eibishter to like him, there's one hakdama you have to have. Do you know, as soon as a person's nifta, of course, the Eibishter brings the halacha, ma'amalava, the neshama, they bring them upstairs to the bezin shalmaila, and they ask the person questions. Do you know what the questions are? First question. Himlachta es chavercha? Did you make your friend into a melech? Himlachta es koinech? Did you make the Eibishter into your melech? Now, l'chayra, it seems that the malachim asked in the neshama, did you act like a mensch ben adam machaveri? Did you act like a mensch ben adam lamokai? Now lechayru, what should have been first? The first question should have been him lachdas koinech. Did you make the eibishi gimelech? And no, we see it's marish the other way. The first thing the malachim is the neshama. Hey neshama, you were down here for 70 years. Let me hear him lachda es chavercha. Did you make your chaver gimelech? Next question. Yes, yeah. First yes, answer that one. Then the next question. Him lachda es koinech. Did you make the eibishi gimelech? So from here, the Heilige Reishis Chochma, tells us a gewaltige yesod. In order for a person, if he wants to get close with the Eibishter, Hamlachtes Koinech, I want to say Rabbein Shalom, Hashem Ulekim Shavisa Hashem Lenegdi Samet Dalaf Nemiata Oymet, Allah Heilige Zache Wegen the Eibishter. In order for you to reach the Moiridike high levels about the Eibishter and to experience the Moiridike Ruchnistike Hergeshim that a Yid has with the Eibishter, you know what the Hakdama to that is? If you treat your friend like a chava. If you can treat your chava like a friend, and he to you becomes a melech, then we could start talking business about how you treat the Eibishter. But if you're having such problems treating your chava like a melech, himlachta is chavercha is not the way it's supposed to be, so then how could himlachta is kainach be anything? So really the hakdama to Elul, really we're standing already inside Elul, but the hakdama to Elul is, himlachta is chavercha, is your friend your king? Do you treat him like a king or do you step on him? So I want to tell you a few little zachen about the inyan of what it means to make somebody feel good and what it means to embarrass somebody. Now since tonight the Olam is going to the gym, Hashem Zuchna should say these zachen in the Aron Kodesh, in front of the Aron Kodesh, you have to know that some people are very, very good in sports and some people aren't so good. And if somebody drops the ball, if somebody misses the pass, v'chulu, v'chulu, all day in Yonam, anytime you have a competitive sport, of course, since it's one team against the other team, so usually, you know, you want to schling guy and the other guy, you want to, you know, what's the move fast and Leviticus, hey, don't, control yourself. Himlachta es chavecha. If you are Mekayim tonight, himlachta es chavecha, not only tonight, that should be your hashkofa. My friend is my king. Oy bazoy, then we can start talking about himlachta es koinech. I want to tell you a gemara. Listen to this gemara. The gemara in Brachas Taflamater says that two Talmidim were sitting in front of Bar Kapora. And they brought in front of the Bar Kapora, ordered from the kitchen, they should bring down some kruv, they should bring some cabbage. And durmaskin, this is a certain type of a meichel, you're making it the body pre-eats. And pargios, and some chicken. Now, Bar Kapora wanted to see if his Talmidim, who knows Hilchas Brachas? What do you make a bracha first? On an eats or on a shahakel? What goes first? Nosim Bar Kapora l'shus le'echad mehem, he gave the shus, okay, go make a bracha. So the guy jumped, kofatz, the guy jumped, and he took a piece of chicken, and he made a bracha and he ate it. So his Talmud, so the other Talmud of Bar Kapora, he was sitting there. So he said, he started laughing at him. So Bar Kapora got angry. He says, I'm not angry at this person that took the piece of chicken and ate it like he never ate before in his life. I'm angry at you. Why did you laugh? Why did you laugh at your chava? And the Gemara for his eyes, talked the Gemara that over here, the Gemara for his eyes, that he died. It was Bar Kapora's hakapoda. Bar Kapora got angry at his Talmud. What'd you laugh at your chava for? Just because the guy jumped to the chicken like he never ate chicken before in his life. So you laugh at him? So the Gemara for his eyes, Tanim, we learned that he died. Jener Talmud hat gestorben. Is the Chorid Efen Fashtein, what did the guy do? So he left on Yechav. What's the Gatan? Why was Baka Pura so excited? Why did he get so angry and he has to be managed that person? Because the person... So he left on Yechav. A lot of people do silly things. So you laugh. It's like a normal thing. And then Baka Pura got so angry at him that Baka Pura's Hakpada caused that person to die. Efen Fashtein, what happened over here? The Pasuk tells us in Malachi, in Avadjai, Edom, when we speak about Edom, we say, Edom, Bozui Atam Oi, Edom, you're a Heftzah from Bezoyin, that's what you are. In fact, what did the Abish get so angry about Edom? Edom, Avadah did a lot of Vedas to try to kill our Klai Yisrael. But what do we call Edom? We call Edom a Bozui. In fact, what does that mean, Bozui? Zokti Gemara, She'en lo iksav v'loi loshen. Edom has no ksav. They don't have their own handwriting and they don't have their own language. What did they do? They gathered it from a different nation and then they say it's theirs. Really, it doesn't belong to them. It's stolen. What does that mean? It means like this. The Novi is telling Edom, Zostavis is ein Edom, you're nobody. What's called a nation? A nation is somebody that has their own ksav, their own loshen, their own everything. But if you're somebody that doesn't have your egen azach, your egen ksav, and your egen loshen, so you happen to be nobody. You're a nothing, you're a nobody. And you know how you say that in one word? Bozu. You're mavaza. We see from here a gavaldik yisod. Whenever you embarrass somebody, or when somebody is feeling the regish of embarrassment, he feels like he's non-existent. When you tell a guy, you schlump, you schmoige, you shite, whatever you want to tell a guy, you know what you do to him when you're mavazin? You make him like he's not alive. That's what it's mamish ritzicha. You mamish, you murdered a mensch. Of course, Edom's kum to Edom, so therefore the Avisha says, Bozi atam oi. You know what the Avisha told the Navi? He told the Navi Yeshaya, Navu on Sancherev, he said, Bozaloch, that Tzion the says Yerushalayim is going to be mavazin Sancherev. Zokti Gemara, you know what happened with Sancherev? Over 2 million people went to declare war against the Yidden, and they all died in the night of Pesach by Chatzos. One second they all died, except for 9, this machlegs in the Gemara, how many were left? The most, I think the Gemara comes out 14. Some hold 3, some hold 5, some hold 7, some hold 14. So out of 2 million people to declare war against the Yid, they should all die in one second in the middle of the night. You know what that is? The Gemara calls, the Pasuk calls it one word, Bezoyin. But when you say Bezoyin, it means murder. The guy is not alive. Imami, she destroyed him. So you see from the Pasuk, Sai when the Yevisha wants to be Ma'anish Sancherev, or Sai when the Yevisha wants to be Ma'anish Edom, you know what you say? Bozui. Bozui means you're not alive. Of course, the Piddush of the Bezoin is that Mamish, everybody laughs at you, you're non-existent. You're not alive. That's the Indian of Bezoin. That's why, that's how chomer it is, the Indian of Bezoin. When you mavazes somebody, you know what you do to the guy? Stop, his face turns red, his face turns white. You know what you're really doing to the guy? You're making him that he's non-existent. The guy drops the ball. So you make fun of him, the guy's like, he cringes, like he's not alive anymore. Your mom has destroyed a yid. You just killed a yid. That's what happens when you mavazes somebody. That's what we see from the Pasuk. When David HaMelech did this chet of Bathsheba, and there's a big tumult in the Gemara, what kind of chet it was, really Uriah really wrote to get to his wife, so there was no din of Eishes Ish. Kiyudu, your boys learn Ksubis, your boys learn Sanhedrin, you know the Mises from Tanakh, I don't want to go into the whole Arichas there. Do you know what the Novi, his taina was to David HaMelech? He didn't tell him, why did you mazana with the Eishes Ish? You know what he told him? Madua bozisa es Devar Hashem, you are mavaza Devar Hashem. The taino on David HaMelech wasn't because of the mice of Uriah. It was because he was mavazet Dvar Hashem. Because if everybody sees, a king can get away with that. So then the whole world becomes hefka. The whole Dvar Hashem becomes hefka. So you see, the whole taino on the person is that he was mavazet Dvar Hashem. Not so much that he was oiva, but he was mavazet. That's the ekstazach. When you're mavazet, that's the worst thing. You might be like, Dvar Hashem is nothing. What is it, hefka? Of course, we're talking a very high level, a very fine level by David HaMelech. But Avo Bikain, what do we see? The taino on David was bazisa. You madua bazisa is Dvar Hashem. You see in the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells us, an Apikoidis doesn't have any Olam Haba. Fake the Gemara, what's an Apikoidis? Either the Apikoidis, somebody says, Torah is not from Shemayim, and this and that. The Gemara has 10 different Shotim Basmain to an Apikoidis. But everybody knows an Apikoidis doesn't have any Olam Haba. You know which pasuk in the Torah the Apikoidis was over? Kidvar Hashem Bozo. Because he was Mavazed the Dvar Hashem. Of course he does this Avera or that Avera, the Machlokes Tanoim v'Amoraim, what's called the Apikoris. But the Taino on the Apikoris is because he was Mavaza, Dvar Hashem. The worst thing you could do in the world is Mavaza. That was the Taino on David, and that's the Taino on Apikoris. You're not allowed to be Mavaza. You're over. Aber Zaynish Mavaza. Speyes nicht in Ponemarein. Don't be Mavaza. Bezayn is the extra Zach. The Gemara tells us that Mavaza Talmud Chochem ain't loyde fool in Makosoi. If somebody is Mavaza Talmud Chochem, there's no defuah. If you patch a Talmud Chochem and no one sees, okay, you mechuyev to pay the five in yonim, whatever, it's negeya. If you're mazik, you mechuyev to pay. But if you're Mavaza, the Gemara says, there's no defuah to the Maka. Why? Because you're Mavaza. The worst thing in the world is if you're Mavaza. If you're Mavaza, it's worse than anything else in the world. There are a few people, stories in Tanakh, where you see people that once they became Nizbaza, they went into such a rampage, they went wild. There was a certain yid, his name was Nebuchadnezzar, just to give you a little picture about who Nebuchadnezzar was. Incidentally, I'll tell you, you know who Nebuchadnezzar's Zayda was? A lot of people don't know this, the Arizal was Megalos. Rashi, they bring it in parentheses in Rashi Melochim. When Malka Shiva met Shlomo HaMelech, she asked Shlomo HaMelech to marry her, and Shlomo HaMelech married her. And when Shlomo HaMelech married her, her son, somehow the grandson, somehow her son, was Nebuchadnezzar. And some shittas hold she never was Megayer herself, so Nebuchadnezzar didn't have a din of a yid. But Nebuchadnezzar was a savage. The Medrash tells us Nebuchadnezzar was an anus. He was a midget. He was very, very short. But he was mamash a maniac. The Medrash tells us that Nebuchadnezzar used to run on a lion. He used to sit bare without a saddle on the back of a lion and roar through the forest. And he took a live snake and he put it into the mouth of the lion and run like a meshugana through mamash the ganze forest. He was really a moedic maniac. After he used to do that, he used to bow down to the Shemesh. He used to din avoy dezorah. He really was a wilde mensch. Mamash, he lost all his chushim. He was like an animal. And like the Pesukim in Daniel tells us, he turned into an animal for a year. He was mamash a shekach, a savage. He really was. And the Gemara tells us that in Shabbos, and Seif Shabbos, that Kolzman of Nebuchadnezzar was alive. There's no one that smiled. Do you know that there was no such thing as a smile in the concentration camp? There was no humor there. Nobody laughed. Everybody knew they're in the territory. They're in the territory of the Malachim. Obviously, there was no laughing. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us when Nebuchadnezzar, he was a Moshe Bekeeper. When this maniac was alive, no one would dare. There was no smile. No one could smile. Everybody was terrified. His general, Nebuzaradan, that was a murderer. He was the Rav HaTabochim. He used to shech people like nothing, like people kill fish. It's nothing to him. And he just had a picture of Nebuchadnezzar on his wagon. It says in the Gemara he used to tremble just from the picture. He was terrified from Nebuchadnezzar. And the Eibshe, the Chazal say the Eibshe called Nebuchadnezzar this nanas, this little midgetal, a man to get him in the belt. Tzidkiah HaMelech once saw Nebuchadnezzar, this moedidika maniac. And he just to describe you different ideas, you know what Nebuchadnezzar, to show you what a maniac this person was? You know what Nebuchadnezzar once did? He took Chiram Melech Tzur. And he took Chiram and he was managing, he tortured Chiram's mother right in front of him. And then he took Chiram and he cut off two of his fingers and he dipped it into vinegar and shoved it down his throat. He was such a meshugan, it was like crazy. And once this maniac, Nebuchadnezzar, was once in the forest, the Gemara Dorim tells us, and he was riding on this lion with this snake, the live snake in the mouth, and he was running like a meshugana, and he saw an anevis, he saw a rabbit. So Nebuchadnezzar goes and he takes the rabbit and he rips off the leg. And while the rabbit is wiggling, shaking, he takes it and eats it. And he gets the hano of eating Evim and Achai, while the rest of the animal is quivering. Tzidkiah HaMelech saw that, he was a Jewish king. And he saw that, he said, this guy's crazy. Nebuchadnezzar saw him with the corner of his eye and he called him over. He said, listen, I want you to swear to me you won't tell anybody. So Tzidkiyahu said, okay, I swear by my neshama. So he says, no, that's not enough. I want you to take a sefer Torah and swear that you'll never tell anybody. Okay, he had no choice. He took a sefer Torah in his chaykai and he swore, I won't tell anybody. Okay, remember, if you tell anybody, okay, Tzidkiyahu got back. Tzidkiyahu got back and he saw all the kings from different nations when they had Asifas and this meeting, even though Nebuchadnezzar already had become a Moshe Bekeeper. And then he sees that the Tzidkiyahu, everybody's talking about Nebuchadnezzar, the mighty king. See, Mama, she had such tzar, that shaita, that maniac, that savage, everybody has such yira in front of him. And he couldn't hold himself back. He ran to the Sanhedrin, he says, give me a heter, be matem my shvua. So he said, well, matem the shvua, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Then he goes, runs back to those people, he said to those kings, hey, what are you afraid of Nebuchadnezzar? The guy's a maniac, he's a savage. I saw him riding on a lion without a saddle with a snake in his mouth, and he ripped off the leg of an arnevis of a rabbit, and he ate it while the rabbit was wiggling. So everybody started laughing, the guy's crazy. And everybody started being mavazed in Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar heard this. They got the message, Nebuchadnezzar, that people are being mavazed you. Do you know what Nebuchadnezzar did? Just take a look at the psukim, what he did to Klal Yisrael. Stachlo Yumaki Yisupa. It was mamish like a Hitler. It was the first Hitler. He was a maniac. The way he tortured them. You take a look at the Chazal. It's not to believe. He took Sifrei Torahs. And he took the Sifrei Torahs and he ripped them open. And then he tied them up to make big blankets out of them. And he filled them up with offer. And he took the things and he put on the Yiddish's shoulder, on the shoulder of Yedda Yid, and that he should cringe. He should beg zich. He was a mishugan. He wanted to be oike the Torah and every Yid and torture them. He was a nut. He took Nakoma. Why? Because they were mavaza him. A person cannot fatrog bezoin. When a guy gets into the matzav of bezoin, he loses himself. Don't ever be mavaza anybody. Taki Nebuchadnezzar was a rasha, but take a look what he did. Just because they were mavaza him. Do you know, Shatei, people don't know this. Do you know how Hitler got started? Mamish, boom, just like Haman. You know how Haman got started? This we know in the Pasuk. What happened? Everybody bows down to Haman, except for one person, Mordechai. I give him this cover, the last chayes from him. Mordechai picked up a shoe, he had the shtar written on it. Haman was once starving to death. And so he made a shtar, he sold himself an eved for a piece of bread. And every time Haman, he had a big avodah zarah in his chest, he made everybody bow down to him, bow down to his avodah zarah. And Mordechai wouldn't, every time Haman saw Mordechai saw Haman, he picked up a shoe, he says, take a look, I have the shtar, you're my slave. And Haman couldn't fatrog it. One Jew doesn't want to bow down to me. He held it was a bezoin to the tremendous malucha of Haman. And he went crazy. He made a gzeda, lahashman, lahadik, lahabed, iskola yudim, taf, finoshim, everybody, destroy all the Jews. Do you know what happened with Hitler? You know, Hitler was in his late teens. He was about 19, 20. He was a painter. He was a gifted painter. He knew how to paint. And there was a certain school in Germany. In order to get into this school, you had to take your best picture and bring it in front of the panel, in front of the oil, in front of the dirt and the three heads over there, and if they pierce you, then you can go right to this special course. If not, you can't even get in. They pierced them, except for one guy, a Jew. The guy says, no, this guy doesn't know how to paint. Hitler said, I'll take the comma, I'll get even with all the Jews. It's Haflova Fella, this is written in a book. The Zelbezach, Hitler comes from Haman, just like Haman. The Mavaza Haman, he goes crazy. Mavaza Hitler, he goes crazy. Mavaza Nebuchadnezzar, he goes crazy. Don't be Mavaza, you don't know what you're bringing. Don't start up, don't be Mavaza anybody. The Zelvazach, you see, person's karchis, he goes wild. Here, I'll give you an example of a tzaddik that goes wild once the mavaza somebody. The famous mice of the Gemara in Saita tells us, Chushim ben Don. Chushim ben Don, he was Don's son. He mamish was deaf, he couldn't hear anything. And then there was a whole tumult when they went to, when Yankov Avinu was nifta, and they brought Yankov's guf, they brought it ready to be buried in the Helik Gemara Samachpela. And Esav heard that his brother was nifta, and he came with his mamish, thousands and thousands of soldiers. They went there, and Yehuda and all the brothers are standing there, they're all around Yankov Avinu's bed, and they're ready to bring in Yankov the Gemara Samachpela. And Esav says, nein, I'm the Bechor, it belongs to me, it's Avram, Yitzchak, and Esav, I own it, this part of it belongs to me. And they said, nein. The brothers say, no, you sold it to our father. So Esau says, yeah, let me see the shtar. So really, everything already had been brought down to Mitzrayim. So they say, hey, Naftali, give a fierce jump down to Mitzrayim and go get us the shtar and show Esau that we have a shtar. You sold the bars of Achpela to our father Yankov. Chushim Adon, he doesn't know nothing. He's deaf. So he asks in sign, he spoke and they answered him in sign language. What's going on? How come they're not buried by Zayda? So they told him, you know, Naftali's got to go and get the shtar. You know, he's very fierce. Naftali, take 10 minutes to run down to Mitzrayim, and then I'll come back over here by the Moses Machpelah, bring it. So he says, what? Until the Adikosi Naftali, until Naftali's going to come, Yehei Avi Abba Mutl Bebezoyin, my Zayd is going to be Bezoyin sitting over there waiting for this Russia to go. We have to prove this Russia that he's wrong. Zokti Gemara, he took a sword and he went and he charged against Esav and he knocked his head off. You know that Esav was no yingle. You know the gevura of Esav. You know that nobody can go near Esav and throw a punch. You know how fast Esav is. What do you think was a yingle? He was a mamish a giver. Otsa minori yadayim yaday Esav. The Torah says that every single machama, the ganze bria, there must be somebody, if they win, they have somebody from Esav there. Machama belongs to Esav. Esav can't lose a machama. Yadayim yaday Esav, it belongs to him. Kum dayid, and he can't fatrog it. His zayd is mamish. His zayd should be with Bezayin. And he goes, and he declares wrong against Esav. He knocks his head off. And Esav's head rolls right into the Maris of Machpelah. Why did not, where did Chushim ben Don get that guts? Where did he get that courage? Because he couldn't take the bezoin. What? My Zaydish should have bezoin is dos velch nishlozen. Never make anybody be nisbazer. People lose themselves when somebody gets nisbazer. The person himself, avada, and kolshkin, if somebody's mavaza, a hedik tzadik, people will take nekoma. Bezoin is gefährlich. I'll give you a different example. Haman. How did Homan Taka, he said he wanted to take, we know the anti-Semitism that's in every single guy. Homan, we know he was a Gefellach Rasha. But how did he convince Achashverosh to make such a Gezeira? Achashverosh Lamaisa was living not bid with the Yidden. There wasn't such a big, there was Taka, he was the shout over the Yidden, but there was no Gezeiras against the Yidden. Mitamo, why did Achashverosh go crazy? Why did he make such a Gezeira? You know what Homan told him? He said like this, hey, Achashverosh, Adoni HaMelech, do you know what? When a Jew drinks wine and a fly falls into it, you know what the Jew does? He just pours out the wine a little bit with the fly and he drinks the rest. But if you touch that cup of wine, no matter how big the barrel is, they wouldn't even drink it. It has a din of Yayin Nesach. The Mavaziyu Melech. The Gemara Megillah tells us that. As soon as Achashverosh heard that, that the Mavaziyu Melechus, he took off his ring, go ahead, do what you want. A king can't take it. He'll do anything. They don't want to pay taxes. It's Chanetz again. He'll be manishah, but right away when the mavazer malchus, that's the worst thing in the world. He won't be. You can't be mavazer. Your mavazer malchus goes into the rampage. Ad kidei kach, the Gemara tells us that a Talmud Chochem shesalach. Nebuch, there's such maises. A guy is a Talmud Chochem. He's sitting in the yeshiva all his life, and then he goes off to derech. The Gemara says Talmud Chochem shesalach ein mavaz noisay befahesya. You're not going to be mavazer him. Even though Taki is a Rasha, but still Afa Biken, you can't be Mavazi, he's a Talmud Chacham. I Taki Zov to Derech, but Afa Biken. You name Mavaz now, so there's a lot of halachas of Bezoyin. A different example, a geir. The Gemara tells us that if you're standing next to a geir, never make fun, don't be Mavazi, go in front of him because you're going to make him feel bad. You're not going to be Mavazi. You could have any masamat you want with a guy in front of a geir, but you can't be Mavazi, a different guy in front of a geir. You're going to make him feel bad. Bezoyin is the extra zach. A different example, I'll tell you, in Tassant Azach. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin in two places that Aprei, there was a Moiridik Tzadik, he was from the early Tanoim. He was once walking by the Sharif in Yerushalayim, and he sees a skull of a human being. So he realized Mstama must be a Yid. And he sees written on it, Zois V'oid Acheres. The words, Zois V'oid Acheres, are scratched into the skull's head. He doesn't chap what's going on. He says, no, Zich must be a Yid. He takes it and he buries it. As soon as he finishes burying it, the ground spits it out. What's going on? So he takes it, he buries it again. The ground spits it out again. See, chaps, he says, I know who this is. This is the head of Yehoyakim. He has exhaled on him that he's going to be like a chamor. His nevelas and his bones are going to be. But he says, nay, it's a bazoyan. You can't have a king's skull laying in the ground. So he went and he took it and he brought it into his house. Now, the Gemara fears Zois, and his wife, case. She says, hey, whose skull is this? It must be the skull of Rapreda's first wife, and he doesn't want to forget her. So she went, she took that skull and put it into the oven and burnt it. I think it was ashes. Oh, Rapreda came home, he says, hey, what happened with the skull? She says, I burnt it, was your first wife, I know that's what... He says, no, that's not what it was, it was Yehoyakim. Then he realized, oh, that's the pshat in the pasuk, Zois v'oid acheres, you'll have one einish and you'll have another einish. First you won't be buried, now you'll be burnt. But with the Santa Zach, when was the last time did you ever hear a guy walks home from the street? He brings a skull. He brings it in his house. Put it by the side. Put it this. Nay, the Gemara says, I prayed. He didn't do it. You know why? Lav oirech ara levazos. You can't be mavaza melech. You bring the skull into your house. I had spooky. Your wife will go, why? What's the difference? You can't be mavaza the skull of a king. You see how white it goes. And Taka, look what happened. He brought it in and the ganze shtashos came out. Why did I pray to do the pula? He did it because he can't be mavaza. That's what the Gemara says. With this we can understand why the Talmud, why Bar Kapora was so angry. Bar Kapora looked at that Talmud. And he said, no, I'm not angry at that person. Nebuch, that guy has a hungry appetite. He didn't eat chicken all his life. Good, Zalasik, Zunta, hey. Oh, but you, why did you laugh at him? Why are you laughing? It's your friend in an Ashkenazi. He can't control himself. But why are you laughing at him? So he looked at him and he killed him. He killed him. Finished. That was the Hakpada from Bar Kapora. Why? You Mavaza Yid. You're now going to be Mavaza. The Zalbazach. You see, the Gemara tells us in Tassant Azach, the Zoya Kodesh had a son. His name was Abelezer ben Abshimon. Abelezer ben Abshimon was such a halik Yid. He was so halik that even after he was nifta, his neshama is not there, he still was like he was alive. The Gemara tells us he was a ganze tumla. I don't want to go into Arichas. It's a few blat in Bava Metzia. The Gemara tells us Abelezer ben Abshimon, the Chachom, they were a big tumla in the ganze shtot over there. They didn't even bring him to Kfura. They didn't bury him. They put him upstairs in the attic. And the Gemara tells us for 22 years his goof was up there. Anybody that had a kasha went to the door of Abelezer ben Abshimon, said, Rebbe, what's the halacha? And the voice came out. You know, he was nifta. And then once, if you go to Abelezer ben Abshimon, the Gemara says, and you would have pulled out a hair from his head, blood would have came out. His body was fresh. It was mamish, like a lebedi gazach, except that the neshama was outside. One day, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, his wife comes inside the attic to look at her husband. Her husband, of course, is laying there dead, but somehow everything is still alive, but he's dead. I don't know how to describe it. And she comes in, she sees a worm is coming out of his ear. So she got terrified. What's going on? My husband, even though he was nifter, but he was such a tzaddik, how is it possible that a worm should be coming out of his ear? That's a simon that there must be some misa is chal. Why should misa be chal? If that's a simon that his body is getting corroded, then the misa is really being chal now in the goof. Why should it be that way? She felt terrible. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, the Zohar HaKadosh's son, came to her in a chol. She says, my freuzel's to misa sein, don't worry. I still have all my milas the way I had it before. The reason why a worm came out of my ear is because one time I heard the way they were mevazeh at Talmud Chacham and I didn't make a macha. Because I was there and I was so evil, I said, okay, big deal. You don't make a macha when somebody's mevazeh at Talmud Chacham. So therefore I was nenesh and a worm comes out of my ear because I heard it with my ear. You see, for me, Adov and Niflo, the Zoya, I mean, we have no hasoga what this means. The Zoya HaKadosh, his son is toch, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And the Zoya HaKadosh, all of a sudden, a worm has to go out of his ear. Why? Because he was so evil, he accepted the Bezoyin of a different Talmud Chacham. He heard it, he didn't make a Macha. You don't know how bitter it is when a Talmud Chacham comes in his Baza. It's the worst Zach in the world. You can't stand, you have to be Mechuyib to make a Macha if a Talmud Chacham gets in his Baza. Of course, when you're Macha, you're not supposed to be Mevaza anybody else, because then you'll be Mevaza Talmud Chacham. But a Bezoyin is the extra Zach in the world. You see it, mamash, all over the place. The Gemara tells us, this is a very sharp for Ovestar Abnosin, you should remember this. Just like you're not allowed to be Mevaza Talmud Chacham, you're not allowed to be Mevaza yourself. The Ovestar Abnosin tells us, Mipnei ma meisu tamidah chachom shalai bizmanam. Why is it that tamidah chachom die young? Nebuch, there's a lot of tamidah chachom that die young. Do you know what the Gemara tells us? Loi mipnei sheminafim, not because they do avedis with gili arroyis. Loi mipnei shehim gazlonim, not because they gazel guilt. Ele mipnei shehim boizines atzmam, because they mavazah themselves. Oh, me, I'm a shmata, I'm a nobody. You get up, just make moichas, and you dress like a slob. You walk in the street like, big deal. You mavazi yourself. Zok to Gemara, that's the reason. If you mavazi anybody else, you mavazi yourself. Zok to it's gefellig oinish. Bezoin is the exesach in the world. I hope you don't mind. But I really hope you don't mind. But in this summertime, I don't think it's shaykh anymore. I remember when I was here, Mr. Brown had a pool down the thing. Yeshiva boys don't walk with bathing suits down the street, over there. Your mom is mavazi, Adelphi Yeshiva. Your mavazi the tzura of a ben toira. You're a yeshiva man, you're toira, you have a crown on your head. If you see it or if you don't see it, but that's what it is, you're learning toira. You know your level. Take a look at the percentage, how many fruma yidden there are. And take a look at the fruma yidden, how many people are sitting and learning toira. Do you know you're from the few people? How many yeshiva light are there attacking the veld? You know what crowns you have on your head? You have on your head the crowns of Nasa and Ishma. No one else has it, only the yeshiva light have it. And you have such a thing. You know how to be mavazi yourself and walk with a viltkate and play jukeboxes or go into this and viltkate and this, aladim shagat. You can't do that. You're mavazi mamish yourself. You're mavazi the torah. This there says out. Oh, this is yeshiva. This is yeshiva boy. You can't do that. You just can't do it. You're mamish mavazi. You're mavazi yourself. You're mavazi yeshiva. You're mavazi the torah. And of course, when Bochum go with, you don't realize that you're young, but so that's why somebody has to tell you. When you go with bathing suits and people know that Bochum with yarmulkes, and this is a Talmudical school, whatever it's called, and then they see this is like a frumazach, and like, what do you mean? He's like a cholagoyim, the boys are like a cholagoyim, and walking, dribbling the basketball. It's sinishtaz, your boys have it suda, you yeshiva like. When you're in the gym, you can do what you want, because sometimes when I'm bathing suit. But when you're walking in the streets, Mishnander mentioned, you're a yeshiva man. Yeshiva man gets dressed differently, acts differently, talks differently. Yeah, you're mavazi yourself, and you're mavazi the turd, you're mavazi yeshiva, you're mavazi everybody, you're mavazi likud, you're mavazi everything. You can't do that, you're a yeshiva man. The worst thing in the world is bizarre. You're not allowed to be mavaza. Not yourself, not the yeshiva, nothing. I just want to give you a few little examples before I get to the maisa. A few little examples of where the yisirach hachomu wakavei halachos just because of bizarre. Do you know that you're not allowed to have svarim upside down? You know what it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to take any sefer. A lot of people don't know this. You take a sefer, you need the place, right? So you just put it down that way. You're not allowed to. Why? One din. Bizarre. Bizarre not svarim. You know, you know what? Have svarim piled up one on the upside down, this way upside down, one on top of the other one. Favosh state and sefer svarim, because it's a bezoyin. A bezoyin has svarim, and I'll be mavazah svarim. You don't want to learn, don't learn. But mavazah, you can't be mavazah svarim. You know this halacha bezoyin oichlin? You're not allowed to take a kazayas of food and throw it out in the garbage. I don't know who does the cleaning here, but it's such a problem in yeshivas and houses. When people, you know, you clean off the table, you're in a rush, you just throw everything into the garbage can. It's a bezoyin oichlin. You can't throw. In my house, my mother, Zolzi Gesund sein. But yes, the takon is, you don't throw bread into the garbage, even if it's little pieces. It's a special bag where we put bread, and then the bag is folded up, and then that's put into the garbage. But you don't take bread and you throw it together with garbage, with dirt and everything. You mavazah the bread. You don't do that. It's my mother's minig that you're not mavaza the bread. You're not mavaza bread. Ad kidei kav the Gemara Chulin tells us a person was so makbid, even a little crumbs all over the place. You're not, and the person was zeichah for moedid kazachen, and once the taka the crumbs fell on the ground, he didn't know what to do. So he dug up the whole ground, he took the whole thing, he threw it to the fishes. He didn't want people to step on it. You're not supposed to. Bezoyna oichlin. What's the issue? Bezoyin. You're not mavaza. A different example. If let's say somebody knocks at your door, he says, listen, I want you to give me money because I'm very, very poor. You know what the halach is? Hamoitz mi chavedo levaraya, bring me a raya. You got a guy's gonna have to do it, give me money, there's no such thing. Hamoitz mi chavedo levaraya. If you know the guy's an emistic oni, you're mechuyev to give him. But if the guy's, how do you know? So the halach is, baitkin, you have to be baitkin. What if a guy comes in and he says he has no clothes? And he shows you, he has no clothes, he says, do me a favor, give me something to cover myself with. The halach is, you're mechuyev to give him right away. When a guy comes and he asks for mezainis, you're supposed to be baidik. But when a guy says, I have no clothes, it's mamash embarrassing. The halachas you give him right away. So, the Gemara my timer, one of the reasons that the Gemara is mishum bezoyin. A guy cannot be nispaz, if I found. I, the halacha, moitz v'chaveri olavaraya, too bad. It's a bezoyin. The mensch kenesh anum gen an kleida. You have to give him clothes. A different example. When you want to be madlik from one nair to the other nair, let's say you have a shamish, and then you're lighting one, and then all of a sudden the shamash goes out. So you're not going to take fire from one there and bring it to the other one. Zok tigemara my timer, you know? Zok tigemara because you're mavazer of mitzvahs. This is a Chanukah finish, it's not a shamash. The shamash is a different lichtala. Oh, but this lichtala is a heilige lichtala for Chanukah. Don't miss shacharayim. Don't be mavazer of the mitzvahs. It's a bezayin to the mitzvah. A different example. You know the halacha is, you're not allowed to spit in the base medrash? Zok tigemara my timer. Zok tigemara pshita, what do you mean my timer? Because it's a bezayin. You're not allowed to spit in the base of Migdash Rikika, to Gemara Brochas. You know what is a Gemara Mishum Bezoyin? Bezoyin is the Eretz Zach. Rabbi Eliel Apian said that when he came from Lithuania, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he said he found it so difficult to spit even on the floor. He says, how could you spit on Eretz Yisrael? Somebody, you know, ultimately mentioned he has saliva in his mouth, it's uncomfortable, he has to spit. He says he couldn't spit, he had to be Mavlid Naksus, he took out tissues, a handkerchief. How could you spit on Eretz Yisrael? It's only the ground, a big deal. But it's not that way, it's Mamish Heilig, you can't be Mavaz Eretz Yisrael. I want to tell you a maisa, into Santa Maisa. It's a maisa about a person that was once mavaza tefillah. Tefillah is a very, very hard thing to be koina. Of course, by us, if we have pirush hamilas, we're doing fine. You have these siddurim, I told you 1,000 times, they have these art scroll siddurs and they have these mesorah siddurs. It's very, very good to daven. You get a blick, you're in the middle of halukas, every once in a while take a look, a peek to the other column, and you find it to tie, it means something, you get a feeling to it. Tefillah is a hard thing. If you're working it, you can get a kinyan. Everybody according to his level, according to his age. He was a certain chassid, the Medrash tells us. The chassid was such a moedik tzaddik. He was such a tzaddik that he was mispalel tfilis. The Medrash says that his tfilis was nechshav lamaylo, the Yehoshua considered it like a korban tomid. That it was munach al gabim mizbeach. That person, that chassid, was such a tzaddik. He was so orangutan in tfilah. He was so, I don't see anybody here from my class when I was a Rebbe here. But if you remember when we went, why don't you nudge your rebbe to do this, boys? Look at that. Amoshe's not here. Rav Yankov's not here. So many great tzaddikim aren't here. Shechaparayin, chaparayin. People don't live forever. If there's a big tzaddik, he was a boch from here, Grada went to Yisrael. He made his rounds. He got brochas. The different boch here had a chavus with the krasnadayin. Very excellent. Chaparayin, chaparayin. If there's tzaddikim, don't let them go. You should nudge Rav David, get the shoes to go and learn with the mashkiach. Those that had a chabura, that had a vad with the mashkiach. Nudge him, go. People get old. It's not good to talk, but people get old. You have to chaparayin. I go upon him. I remember when I took my class. Now, that day, when we had such a moedik shachris, first we davened shachris by Rav Moshe Feinstein, and we all got brachas of Rav Moshe, zeich etzadik v'kodesh avrocham. Then we toived ourselves in the mikveh, and we went to the Skelene Rebbe, and we saw the alter Skelene, not the Heintek, as Alok Zunzai, his father, and we will never forget it. Was so geschmack, and I told all the bachrim that before you touch such a tzaddik, you go to the mikveh. And they said, Rebbe, how come for Rav Moshe Feinstein we don't have to go to the mikveh, and for the Skelene Rebbe we have to? So I explained it, because Rav Moshe Feinstein is the Sarah Torah, and for the Sarah Torah he's not makbir on mikveh, but the Skelene Rebbe he's like a Sarah Tefillah, and he's so mekusha to the Eibush every single second. Not that Rav Moshe is not, but it's a different avoider, and the Skelene Rebbe is such a kodesh that before you touch such a heilige mensch, you have to go to the mikveh. And I told the Gabbai that all the bachrim went special, but from a Philadelphia. First he thought I said Philadelphia. I had to explain Adelphia, Philadelphia. He couldn't have the Gzeh Shavah. He got a little confused. And then afterwards, I told him these are Adelphia boys. And we all went to the mikvah just, we should get a bro. And there's a Rebbe. I'll never forget it. The Rebbe, he wasn't tall. He was angebegen over his shtender. And he stood up for the Bochrim. This tzaddik, the Helikas Kalani Rebbe. And every single bocha got a brocha. He was so angebegen and tefillah. We saw a mamash, I showed him, well, take a look how this yid davened. He was blind and he couldn't see. And he was davening, of course, without a siddur. Hashtetzach, he knows it by heart, ki yidua. And he stood there, I say, angebegen and tefillah. It was such a sight. I saw, I say, daf hayidoizen and tefillah. So angebegen, Rabbani Shalom, help me for this, help me for that. Help this choyle, help this person, panasa, this, that. Such a beautiful sight to see how a yid is supposed to look. How a yid is supposed to look in tefillah, half of a fella. Anyway, I'll call upon him. When somebody has a kinyan in tefillah, it's such a muridika level. But like the Gemara Chagiga tells us, any Davaruchni, you could lose it right away. You have to watch it. If you have a Davaruchni, you have to protect it with the hand of the fist, because otherwise you could lose it. Hakoponim, the Medrash tells us there was this Moiridik Tzadik, he had such a Moiridik Kinyan in Tefillah. He used to daven, and each one of his Tefillahs, every time the Tefillah went up Lamaila, the Medrash says, it was Nechshev Kitomet Shimunach Al-Gabi Mizveyach. The Oni, this Chosid that was such an Oni, had one minig. The minig was not to have any Hanor from anybody else. And he didn't have anything to eat. He didn't have any clothes. He didn't have anything. So it says in the Medrash, what did he do? He used to go to the Ashpa. He used to go to the garbage. And he used to take scraps of curtains and scraps of little clothes here. And he used to sew them together just to cover himself. He used to hide himself into his vinkala. And that's the way he used to be mispalud. So it says in the Medrash that the Eibsha had such rachmonis, vizal, favozal, azayin, a yid that reaches such a moiridika level that his tefillah is kemunach agabim mizbeach like a korban tamid, and the person should have to go to the garbage just to get himself clothes, and he doesn't want to be nene from anybody else, he doesn't want to be matriach. The Eibsha told Eliyahu Novi, go down to the yid and give him 4 zehuvim, give him 4 pieces of gold. Eliyahu Novi comes down to the yid, so stells the thought where the yid is, if he could be zeich to have this galus of Eliyahu Novi. State in the Medrash, Eliyahu Novi went down to him. And Eliyahu Novi told him, I want you to take the 4 zehuvim. At the Medrash, Kazak, Chas v'shalom. I never took anything from anybody and I'm not going to stop now. And Eliyahu Novi, he says, Yveistach v'erich bin. And the chosid knew, and Eliyahu was mafayasim. Please, it's not covered at Torah. You're a chosid, you're a tzaddik, the Eibusha loves you. Take these 4 zehuvim. So the person said, okay. If the Eibusha is matrich himself, so to speak, and he sends down the shliach Eliyahu Novi to give me $4, four zehuvim, I'll take it. The person took it, and he went into the market. Mstam was the first time he was there. And he asked him, do me, if he went to the place where they sell clothes, he realized it's mamash b'zayin, so he goes, and he takes it, and he asks the person, do me a favor, and for these 4 zehuvim, give me normala kleida. So the guy says, he has a clothes, it's not such a, people don't have this, it's a beautiful, but give me 4 zehuvim, so I'll give you a chosh of a kleid. So he went, and he took a beautiful mamash, a beautiful, they didn't wear like jackets and pants, they wore different, like big, tremendous robes, beautiful, very, very bakovedik, with a hat and shoes, he gave him a full set of clothes, it was beautiful. This Oni starts walking out, and he feels good, he never wore such clothes. As soon as he walks out, a different person sees him, a sar, a general, and the general sees those clothes, he went out of his kalim. He says, where did you get that? So he said, I just got it over there. No, the sar goes inside, he says, do you have something like that? Like you just gave that yid? He says, no, there's no more. So Sarah goes back. He says, hey, mister, would you like to sell it? He says, no, not really. He says, I'll give you 24 zehuvim. Give me. So he says, what do I need this clothes for? And I can wear simple clothes. For 24, I don't mind. He goes right back. He gives him the 24 zehuvim. He buys a different set of clothes for 4 zehuvim. And he takes the rest he has change. And then the Sarah goes and he takes those clothes. Look, now he has more money in his pocket. And he has a set of clothes. Gated Arois. He sees, oh, they're selling avodim. Very good. He goes right away with the money, starts buying a few avodim. He says he goes into mischa. Right away he sees Ashkocha. He goes, he buys an eved. 2 minutes later somebody says, oh, you got this eved. Hey, maybe you want to sell it. The guy looks like a powerhouse. I'll give you so much more than what you bought. All of a sudden the guy starts doing business. He started being so stark matzliach in business. This was going week after week. He got into the world of mischa. He still was a moiridik tzaddik. And he mamashi ended up buying avodim. Ushvochos. He ended up, the medrash says, so rich that he bought ayoris. He bought cities. And he had svinas that were beyond, that were doing business, and he bumsh was another match. Except one thing. He lost his kinyan of tefillah. He used to be that angebeugene mensch by his shtenderel, and he was masiyah das and shavisa, but he was mavaza his tefillah. Tefillah is garnished. Tefillah is gevalik, but he didn't have the kinyan, and he was losing it. He got involved in money, money, money. He lost the tefillah. Until he got so involved, and even when he came to shul, he had a katedra, like a little a chair, like a would look like a throne that was made out of kesef that was in the Beis Medrash, and he would sit in such a mechubadika seat because everybody knew he was a chosid. They made him into a mamish so rich, but he lost his kenya from tefillah. Ad kedei kach, the Eibshe tells Eliyahu Navi, go back to the person, take back the four zehuvim. The mensch had mevaz given tefillah. Kolzman, the mensch was taka arangeton in tefillah and he gave cover to tefillah. He's going gvaldi. But now he was mevaz at tefillah. Give me back the $4. Gate Eliyahu Hanavi and a gate sticks to the mensch. This took years from the time when he got rich until he lost his whole kinyan in tefillah. And Eliyahu Hanavi says, give me back the $4 that I lent you. She says, I don't know who you are. He says, you don't recognize me? No, I don't recognize me. I don't recognize you. Do you remember 4 years ago you were once... I met you once and I saw you once in the field, you were so zerbrochen, I say, eingebengen, and I gave you this, ui, gewalt, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And the whole thing comes back to him. He says, the Eibshe says, now I have to take back the $4, you're a mevazet tefillah. Gate the mensch with a zerbrochen heart, he says, well, I don't know where those four zehuvim is. Eliyahu Hanavi says, I know where, let me take the four zehuvim. Even though the person already had given it out. But Eliyahu Hanavi knew which four zehuvim to take, and he went into the person's treasures and took out four zehuvim. Zog the Medrash, such a terrible thing happened to the person. He started losing all his money. His sphinis, all of a sudden, his ships were drowning. His sons and his daughters died. He lost everything. He lost everything so bad. He was back where he started from with the Shmatas. Back when he was in the Shmatas again, he was Masay Eingebegen, back. Shavisi Hashem, Gansen Tzedek. Ah, but his tefillahs again were gewaldig. Zog the Medrash, it was like Ketomet Bunach Agabi Mizbeach. Zok the Yevish Eliyahu Novi, go back to him. I can't take it. The Yid has too much tzar. Give him this time $10, but make him swear that he's not going to be Mevazah Tefillah. Eliyahu Novi was Nizgal again to the Yid. I told him, you have back your Kenyan of Tefillah. I have a shus to come over to you, but now I'm giving you even more. Swear to me that you won't be Mevazah. From Mikol HaNal, from everything we see before, we see what it means, Bezoyin. What it means, if Chas V'Shalom, somebody hurts anybody's feelings, or if somebody gives cover to somebody else, what it means. This is the beginning of Elul. Remember, tonight we have to daven Ma'ariv, daven give him cover to Tefillah. Give cover to your Rabbeim. Give cover to your Chaverim. Himlachtos Chavercha. If you make your Chaver your king, then we could all be Zorcha Gesundheit, that we should be Zorcha to make the Eibshe our king.